A word for you from Micah chapter 5 verse 2. But you, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. We find the fulfillment of this referred to in Matthew chapter 2 verse 1, where it says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. We've been looking this week just at some of the promises about Jesus coming, Christmas promises we could call it, Old Testament prophecies about the Savior being born. We've looked at how he would be born of a virgin. We've examined how God would put enmity between the seed of the woman, that would be Jesus Christ, and Lucifer, who was in the serpent. And so here, it was very important to God that he would say exactly where he would be born. It was so important, in fact, that even the Pharisees and the scribes, the doctors of the law of God, so to say, they were able to very confidently proclaim that yes, Jesus would be born in Bethlehem. Unfortunately for them, they didn't go and worship him, but nevertheless they knew the Old Testament scriptures. And so when God says that Christ would be born in Bethlehem, it was because it was the line of David. It was David's city. Bethlehem meaning the house of bread. There, where Jesus would be born, who himself is the bread of life. Not the town, but Jesus himself. It doesn't help to go to Bethlehem, although it might be of interest. You can go as a tourist. But it doesn't help you spiritually. You need to know the one who is the bread of life. Notice here that he would be the ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Speaking here about the eternity of Jesus. Indeed, he is the one who is called elsewhere the Ancient of Days. He is God. He is our Savior. Now, he was born there so that he could save you. He could deliver you from your sin and save you. This is the one. Make no mistake, there is no other one who is still to be born. It is Jesus Christ himself. Do you know him? Does he know you?